Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. In this episode, I'm bringing some Tibetan wisdom for becoming a heart warrior in your marriage and in your life. There's a beautiful quote that I really love. It brings heroic humility. I will say time and time again, you know, heroic humility coming from Hummus, the ground of truth, of where you're truly at. It's one of the most important characteristics that is absolutely essential for success in marriage. I would say success in your spiritual life, in life itself. No matter what your endeavor is, there is literally no possibility of you ever even coming close to tapping into your fullest potential, to your fullest happiness, to your fullest health, to your fullest capacity to love, to be deeply intimate with your queen, your fullest potentiality of sexual union. You're not even going to scratch the surface of it without having a rigorous foundation of heroic humility, this grounded capacity to, in a loving way, not, and like why this is such a challenge for us as men en masse is because of growing up in this profoundly sick society, we're bombarded with very deeply shaming messages that we're not allowed to love ourselves, that we're inherently wrong, that we're bad, that, you know, masculinity, there's this pop psychology term, toxic masculinity, and hey, there's lots of reasons why it is there, but we've been bombarded with messages of, you know, we can't believe we are infinitely beautiful and lovable and powerful, and organized religion has failed catastrophically to allow us feel the permission to feel the fullness of, that we're allowed embody, you know, the fullness of Christ consciousness or Buddha nature, etc., etc. You know, it's like fucking like radically just the feeling that we're infinitely powerful, that we are the absolute creators of, you know, our own reality when we play this dance with, you know, God energy, the energy of the universe, whatever. Ultimately, we are that energy. But that is the main reason why we struggle with practicing humility. Because when you get humble and you really open your eyes up and surrender into, okay, this is exactly where I'm at. You know, when looking where you're at, when you have a default inner critic part of yourself that sort of uses seeing and noticing exactly where you're at as an excuse to beat the fucking shit out of yourself. Like, you know, if you're really honest with yourself with where your marriage is truly at, your wife has been complaining, she's been giving you feedback, you haven't really been responding, or you've been responding, but your 10 out of 10 best is just not good enough. Because why? You're not playing with a full toolbox of communication tools, of intimacy tools that are meaningful to her. So you keep doubling down, you know, well, if my efforts have not been working thus far, if I just double down my efforts doing the same thing, I'll hopefully I'll cross my fingers, pray to God, I'll get a better result. And it doesn't happen. And it's deeply frustrating. So we make this mistake that practicing humility, owning, being really fucking radically honest with ourselves of where we're truly at, it becomes such a challenge to do so because that brings up such a feeling of shame. So I'm just going to say, it's like, yeah, that's part of the conditioning, but that's part of the imprisonment of the profoundly sick society. So what I'm saying here is, this is probably the greatest inner obstacle that you need to overcome to actually lean in and become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. Because your relationship with your queen, your relationship in your family, extending to your kids, of course, if you have kids, it all is a mirror of how you relate within yourself. And as a result of this sort of unspoken, undealt with shadowy relationship with our shame, this feeling, deep sense of inadequacy. What the classic habit is, the classic thing I'm seeing, I saw in myself for years, but I'm seeing it sort of omnipresent, it's really, really common, is when men join, you know, sort of deep men's work, or they get into self-growth, self-development, etc., is sort of flying the flag of I have arrived way too early. And this quote, the Tibetan wisdom that I want to share with you, is really fucking potent. The quote goes like this. Don't mistake understanding for realization. And don't mistake realization for liberation. Repeat that again. Don't mistake understanding for realization. And don't mistake realization for liberation. This is coming from Tibetan Buddhism, and of course they're talking about the ultimate spiritual liberation through Buddhist terminologies like enlightenment or liberation. Now, the first part is like really the key part. Don't mistake understanding, and by my humble interpretation of the meaning of these words, don't mistake understanding. I would call that like conceptual understanding, mental understanding. You read something, you listen to something, and you're like, okay, I've got that. You know, I've got the point. I understand it. I have a mental term. I could even like teach it to somebody else. I could describe it in my own words, and I have understood the point. You know, and it makes sense, because if you don't have the skill set to hold space for a deep sense of inadequacy, which, man, I'm working with this pit inside my soul. That inner critic voice comes up in the background. I've just got infinitely more skillful at, you know, putting it on the shelf. But to lean in with you, it's still there. Doing this work 4 or 5 years, super intensely, infinitely happier in my marriage, in my inner world. I'm more self-loving and accepting than ever before. My parenting is going good. Finances are actually finally blossoming in a beautiful way, you know, thanks to amazing men courageously signing up for Heroic Husbands Men Circles and one-on-one coaching, etc. But I was in the financial shit house for years. But I'm feeling better than ever before. Yet there is that shadowy part. There is that inner critic voice. There is that part that needs tending to. It's omnipresent. Every single one of you listening in, I don't have to ask you one and one to go, oh, do you have a part that like this, an inner critic that beats the shit out of yourself, and when it gets super triggered, it blames your queen? I don't have to ask. Every single guy. In the blame, shame, claim ratio of thinking. When you get into heart closure, into conflict with your queen, what percentage of your thoughts are blame? Blaming whore against whore? What percentage of your thoughts are against you, shaming thoughts, and what percentage are claiming thoughts? 1% is the average of claiming thoughts. Some guys give it a bit higher, but honestly, one claim thought transforms the entire situation. There's very few claim thoughts. It's blame and shame. And the only reason we blame people, in our mentally or verbally, is we're avoiding shame. So, the big great mistake, and I want to bring this to you guys. This is essential for you guys that are listening in. I know there's like an avid following of the podcast. Slowly but surely, you know, the numbers are expanding. But those of you guys, the majority, I've looked at the listening statistics, and majority you listen pretty consistently. Some of you like are insanely consistent and listening to episodes again and again. But the great mistake is, I've heard the concepts and now I now understand it. And if you come in with that unwitting arrogance into your marriage, you run the risk of, oh, I'm doing all of this stuff, but, you know, clearly, you know, I'm showing up better. But clearly it's my queen that has the problem. It's horror wounds. She's not getting me. She's not receiving me. She has issues with respecting me. She doesn't respect my efforts, etc., etc. You would be mistaking your conceptual, rational-minded understanding for realization, for some point that you have realized, that you have embodied what I'm speaking to. And I've been taking care of, I put my absolute heart and soul into the podcast here. You know, episodes, I was looking at the Spotify year review. I forget the exact amount of hours, but it was over nearly 100 hours of episodes in 1 year. It's a phenomenal amount of content. Heart and soul. And I'd say, justifiably so. You guys fucking deserve the best. You're listening in. You're putting your time and attention here. I fire myself up every single episode. So you deserve the best. I believe you're getting the best. And I am quadrupling down in 2024 to bring even better content, more inspiration, etc., etc. Yet it's never going to be complete just by itself. Just listening to the podcast, just by itself, it's going to be a struggle for you. And definitely, 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 and most of you are having a distinct struggle, long-term struggle, for more than, for a good number of years, a struggle in marriage. Listening, just listening to the podcast by itself, you're going to be pretending that you're understanding. The concepts are really deep, but just listening in, you're never going to get to the point of realization. And there we say sort of that word of liberation, where you're like, you're total liberated living in marriage. Am I living in total liberation? Total liberation? No. Realization of key concepts? Yeah. Embodying them? Yeah. It's a path of self-mastery going beyond that. Doing it by yourself, it's an impossible task. To that level. You know, we're talking about entitlement versus enlightenment here. I've used these terms before. Entitlement is boy-bitch energy. It's self-centered, entitled to attachment. You know, the attachment we form, mother-son, that's our initial masculine-feminine relating. And everything that comes thereafter, unless you have done deep, deep, deep work to separate the patterns of how you related with your mother, with how you relate with the feminine core of your life, external core of your life in later life, aka your beautiful wife, your queen. If you haven't done deep, deep, deep work, and psychotherapy is not work, it's mental reconfigurating, it's mentally, again, it's your understanding. There's a lot of understanding in therapy. I've met so many guys that, I've done years of therapy, but my wife is still a bitch. It's because you're there fucking arrogantly, mentally thinking that you understand everything. I understand my wounds. I understand this. And in actual fact, your understanding ends up, you start using against your queen. Oh, I've done the work and she doesn't. She won't work on her wounds. She won't. She has jealousy issues, respect issues, intimacy issues, trust issues, blah, 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 blah. Man, you're not inspiring fucking shit in her. That's fucking that. And I've went through years where, to lean in, I started reading Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth, Power of Now. They were my initial foray into, spiritual teachings. It was very black and white, psychological, scientific teachings up until then. And I jumped 2 feet into it, thinking, oh, I understand this conceptually. I'm enlightened. I know how to surrender. You know, I know what spiritual acceptance is all about. But, you know, I was there sort of resenting my queen in the background. Tidy front face, you know, it's all light. I'm a being of light and love. I am consciousness itself. I'm fucking as enlightened as the Dalai Lama. My queen knew. It's sort of humored it for the first 5-6 months. It was even interesting. But hey, when the shit hit the fan, it's I was not present. I did not know how to hold presence for my own inner shitstorm, for my own lifetime of undealt with wounds, unspoken fears, etc. And I was projecting a lot at her, and it was very unsafe. I was mistaking an initial understanding of beautiful concepts, very inspiring concepts that were revelatory for me at the time. It's oh wow, I'm not my thoughts, I'm not my emotions, whoa, so I have a choice, I'm consciousness, I'm just being, witnessing all of this happening inside myself. I was feeling so empowered, but it was like I was mentally jacking off, thinking enlightenment rather than realizing this is a lifetime journey. Again, heroic humility. The boy bitch energy, it's there's a lot of the main emotion of boy bitch energy is there's a background resentment, and touch base with that. It's not There's rarely one guy that when I touch base with this one-on-one or in group, it's like, hey man, is there a background energy where you resent her, for not loving you more, resent her for not appreciating you, not respecting you, not witnessing and acknowledging, your efforts. Every guy without fail is like, yeah man, honestly, fuck, she doesn't see me for all I actually do. She only sees the shit that I don't do. It's boy bitch energy. There's a resentment of the level of feedback that queens give. And honestly, don't give half enough. It's our main suffering is our resistance to their feedback. We don't see it as feedback, we see it as criticism, as they're constantly out to get me. They don't, it's all resentment. It's boy bitch energy. And again, you can be listening in here and listening and listening and listening and all of this, mental jacking off. Oh, I'm doing the work, I'm listening to the podcast, and you might be reading a couple of books and she still doesn't change. You might be, I know a lot of guys are coming in, and I'm hearing a lot in guys book application calls for Heroic Husbands men's circles, where it's like, I've been listening in, Mark, for months and months now. Some guys like really long term. I had one guy recently, he has joined Heroic Husbands men's circles every single episode from the beginning. It was like categoric, it's like every single episode and lots of them several times over. It's like, wow. But still, even that guy that listened to every single episode, he's like, Mark, I'm still struggling to I'm implementing that as best as I can, my 10 out of 10 best, but it's like I'm still struggling to have it land with her. My marriage, communication, there's still a lot of struggle. I'm hearing this a lot. I'm listening in. And your 10 out of 10 efforts to implement, guys, I acknowledge that. That takes great fucking spiritual balls and courage to do that, but it's not enough. It's not enough for you, man. If you haven't had the training for years, and I bring it back to, guys, when they come on one-on-one calls with me and in circles, and like me for years, beating the fucking a part of me, beating the fucking shit out of myself, feeling like I was the only schmuck on the planet that was having such issues. Like I love my woman, but I didn't know how to love her. I didn't know how to make it meaningful. I just thought I was fucking emotionally inadequate, and that shame was so suffocating. But I reflected back. It's like, yeah, to guys, that part is beating the shit out of yourself. But like, how many minutes? I don't even ask hours. How many minutes of education of your, entire fucking childhood of education was dedicated to learning about your mind? Learning about how to communicate with other human beings, was learning about emotions, mental health, how to be like radically happy and grounded and confident in yourself. What was taught to you about masculine, feminine dynamics? It's a pretty fucking core thing. Human relating, teaches about the shit that's going to be really important and meaningful. How many minutes? Every guy. Zero. Or like some token gesture, fucking class here or video there. It's like, nothing. And even if there was something, any couple of guys have said, oh, well, our school was a little bit progressive. It's like, yeah, but like percentage wise of the entirety of it all, it's like, oh, maybe like 0.1%. Nothing. Fucking nothing. It's a fucking disgrace of humanity, is what it is, that 0% or like point whatever fucking token gesture, fucking pissing against the wind of thousands of hours, like what is it on average, like 15 years of education, and boy, if you go on to further education, it could be like 20 years of your life force at your formative years, and almost like it's negligible the amount of educational attention on how to be happy, how to be healthy, how to be a thriving, fucking beautiful, self-loving, self-authorizing human being. Sovereign. Fucking powerful badass. It'd be a beautiful society, wouldn't it? But we wouldn't buy shit. We wouldn't buy 90% of the shit that we spend our money on. Because why? The economy is fucking driven by, if you don't empower people and if you indoctrinate people into, you know, they're sort of shitty and they're not so powerful, they will constantly search out to financially spend money to fill the unfillable hole at the pit of their soul. AKA shame, inadequacy. It's a fucking tragedy. And this is why this movement, I'm saying, if you're trying to just listen into the podcast after having, you know, the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, there's a wide span of ages listening in, and you have planted seeds of unconscious behaviors and unconscious ways of thinking, unconscious ways of talking, unconscious ways of taking action in your marriage, in your parenting, in your life as a whole, and you've built an entire life on an unconscious way, on your persona, just listening into the podcast is not going to be enough to shift all of that. It's an immense fucking challenge. And it's an uncomfortable conversation in a sense. I was avoiding this for a long while because, of course, I point guys to a product. And there was this part of me, it's like my financial shame, and I was like, oh, fuck, you know, it's like, is it being salesy? And I didn't want to be that guy that was salesy. And it's like, yeah, there is a sale there. But am I in this for the money? Man, yeah, I have my financial goals, dreams, my lifestyle, want to travel, do all of this shit. That's the elephant in the room, man. Of course I have. Been living in fucking poverty for too long. I want to, like, have financial security for my family off the back of this. For sure. Won't hide it. Fucking excited about financially what's happening. Have my, you know, business coaching support, etc., etc. Setting goals, going to knock them out of the park. But my heart and fucking soul, all I want to see and what fucking drives me, it's not the money in the bank. It's an exciting side thing, but it's my heart and soul is I want to see 100,000 men, powerful men like you listening in, at least 100,000 men in Heroic Husbands Men circles being supported on a week, on a daily, fucking moment to moment, day to day, week to week, year round, for their fucking lives, if they so choose to stay within it, by powerful men doing the same fucking game. I want 100,000, at least 100,000 men in Heroic Husbands Men circles by the end of 2027. I want more, actually. That's a target. It's like, okay, that's a fucking push. I don't know how to make that happen, but it's like, I know that's going to happen. And it's not going to be me that's going to make it happen. Yes, I'm going to be the figurehead. I'll hold that vision. It's the guys that are in Heroic Husbands Men circles. First group started 6 months ago. Six guys started that. By the end of the year, there was 20 guys had already attended groups. I already have 3 new signups for groups in the next intake that's happening, having the exact date, it's the first week of February in this year. I want hundreds, then thousands, man, millions. That would change the fucking planet. That would change humanity. That is what I see. It absolutely must happen. Because if you were in the inside the digital doors of what's happening in Heroic Husbands Men circles, and my absolute vision is to have it that there's so many guys that there's live meetups. As we're doing it in Zoom, it's beautiful technology. You know, it allows a world community happen. Guys in the same country, but like miles and miles, states apart. It allows it the startup happen. Ultimately, I want to have it as live. If you were inside seeing how these men came in and after, you know, just an incredibly short period of time, how they are like speaking differently, you know, they're more and more and more, and it's an infinite game, like more radically confident, their voice is deeper, they're way clearer in how to speak, they can speak about their emotions, they're speaking about immense issues that they've had because there again, the momentum of unconscious ways of thinking, talking, taking action. Hey, there's a momentum there. But they're speaking about their problems and issues with zero shame. It's like, hey, guys, this is objective. Black box thinking. This is where my finances are at or not at. This is what has been happening in my business. This is what's happening in my sex life. This is what's happening in my parent. This is what's not happening in that other part. This is, hey, I've had a lot of shame about this, but I want to bring this now because now I feel ready to speak about it. And it's insane what's happening on all levels of their life. It's fucking beautiful. But they all, like myself, came into men's work with a chip in the shoulder, with persona based, still trying to keep I've got my shit together. But magic happens. Fucking miracles happen when you get in with a powerful bunch of guys that are willing to get fucking real together. And in Heroic Husbands men's circles, I'm telling you, the levels of getting fucking real, it's like, it's so liberating. We're setting a culture where, like, intense, immense, almost extreme levels of getting fucking real. That's why the transformation happens as quickly as it does, as deep as it does. It's sensational to witness. The immensity of the challenge is you're talking fundamentally. I would speak to primary masculine and feminine relating and secondary. Your primary masculine and feminine relationship and your secondary masculine and feminine relationship. A lot of guys listening in, like, you'd be familiar, and this is repetition is mastery. Again, don't mistake understanding. You might have heard it one or two times. Don't, that part of the head that goes, oh, I've heard this before. Fucking bullshit, man. You got to hear it 1,000 times. Million times. I remember, like, some of the Tibetan lamas, they would, you know, be in their 80s and they're like practically embodied enlightenment, whatever. And it's like, I mean, they're receiving teachings from students of theirs that have been following them for years. They're receiving teachings from their students. Radical humility. They receive it with full freshness. It's like, yes, I will enter that experience off the back of the inspiration of your teachings. Fucking beautiful. Humility at the core of it. But primary masculine-feminine relationship, like, the immense challenge in marriage is you're holding what's essential to do it at a fucking high level where your queen will trust you like no other man on the planet. I'm not talking about, this is not a practice that is like a lot of fucking relationship therapy or there's tons of programs out there where it's like, yeah, you sort of get back functional. You go from dysfunctional to functional because you have this conceptual sort of way. This is how we sort of talk together. This is how we organize. We do the date night thing and it's sort of better. It's functioning better. But I'm talking about what does not happen in those moments is those women do not trust that man who has this superficial set of like sort of rules or guidelines that things function better. It's like it's better than what it was before. And I'm not saying it's not meaningful. It's nicer. But those women do not trust their man as a king. They do not trust him like no other human being that they will ever trust on this planet. That it does not happen. What happens in Heroic Husbands men's circles is we talk about primary masculine, feminine. You've got to have the capacity within yourself, trained capacity with radical feedback, because again, you're going to again and again and again make the mistaken assumption that because you've understood it, you've realized it. You'll get feedback and training again and again and again, and you will be told, like, and programmed, reminded millions of times, your queen is the mirror of where you're truly at. If you think you've realized it, but she's still fucking, like, you know, giving you shit, man, you haven't realized shit. Get back to it. Get back to the dojo. Get back to the mats. Get back to your reps. Meditation, breath work. You know, read up. Do your practices. Guys will be challenged on specific things. There's always going to be blind spots. And the primary masculine feminine is being able to hold space for your own wounds, for your own boy bitch energy, for your own head that at times can be full of blame and shame thoughts. But the practice is you are so conscious that you end up finding the capacity to go, okay, well, blame thoughts. And I'm talking, this is fucking immense practice. It takes immense feedback, immense training. This is what we do in Heroic Husbands men's circles. Immense training that over time you can pick off and like you're in a full flooding of seemingly overwhelming like rage or resentment or anger or whatever it is, and there's blame thoughts or there's shame thoughts, and you're like, okay, I will not follow any of those. Put them in the shelf. I'm not you. You don't give. You stop those thoughts taking control of your tongue. Then you breathe. Shut the fuck up. You might go for a walk. You do tons of different practices, holding space, and you make sure you go to a claim thought. You might apologize for what you've been saying or how you've been showing up the last 5 minutes, the last 5 days, 5 months. Maybe it's 5 years. It'll be decades. You own your shit. And you come back to full connection, realizing she's having a human experience, you're having a human experience, but you won't go with blame or shame. That's your primary masculine feminine. The feminine inside of you is the emotional shitstorm inside of you with tons of thoughts. Your masculine core is I am consciousness. This is immense fucking practice, but it's absolutely necessary to truly earn the full respect of your queen, to earn her felt, embodied, absolute trust of you. And that's what every man wants. One of the top three things most guys, like, what would you really fucking want? I'd love her to trust me. I'd love her to respect me. Sometimes guys don't even say it because they don't think it's possible. And when I say it, like, the men will tear up. It's like, man, like, for her to trust me like no other human being on the planet. It's like, yeah, man. This training, with this approach, that's like, that's coming. They're like, is that possible? It's like, fuck yeah, of course it's possible. You gotta make it possible. It's impossible until it's fucking done and you're gonna do it. That level of respect, that level of trust, that ain't going to be superficial fucking bullshit that you can meme about on social media. That's not going to be like, oh, here's the 3 month program. Here, like, master fucking communication. It's 4 weeks, you know, tick the box. Join, like, on the Zoom call. We'll chat about it together. A couple of challenges, bit of date night. Oh, you're enlightened. No, you're fucking not. You're merely functioning. Not at a very high level. The primary masculine-feminine relationship, and this is why, you know, understanding, realization, don't mistake realization for liberation. It's a lifetime journey. Do I do this perfectly? No fucking way. Have I aligned my entire life? Pretty much, and more and more and more. Am I committed to aligning more and more and more and more of my life and behind living this? Yeah, fuck yeah. It's the path of self-mastery. You don't get it in a couple of weeks. You don't get it in a couple of months. You don't do, oh, but I did that intense training back in 2023 and now I've arrived. No fucking way. That inner mastery, and then there's for the secondary masculine feminine, is which you then hold space for the entirety of your queen's human experience. And yes, she has wounding, and yes, she's had a past, and yes, she has blind spots, and yes, she's not perfect. But you hold space impeccably for the entirety of her human experience. That does not mean you can't set conscious boundaries from embodied conscious expression of anger, which is radically safe for her. But she, when you hold space for her in that level, she will feel safe in the entirety of her being. So safe that she will eventually end up receiving feedback from you. Actually, she will ask for your feedback. Hey, baby, what do you think I could do in this? Because you have earned her trust and she feels so consistently safe. I thought this was impossible in my life. But when I started getting that support, it came. Ultimately, to be the husband she brags about, to become the marriage transforming hero, it's like your mind, you've got to learn about your own mind. In this training, is that's the radical human. It's like, oh, I'm just, this is my process of coming to know my mind and how it works and how the shadowy parts of it, my persona parts, constantly creates disconnection. Comes from righteousness. Comes from, I'm right, she's so wrong, I'll blame her. I'll be shitty with her for the next hour, for a couple of days. She's such a bitch. Ah, she should know better. No, you come to know your mind and have that radical humility where you, your mind and your challenge and your excitement and your peak flow experience as a man comes finding the diamond in the rough. It's like this perceptual challenge of, oh, I'm in full car closure, she's in hard closure. But how can I tactfully, consciously recreate connection here? It's an amazing achievement. And you get to do that again and again and again. Marriage becomes like you're the greatest playground in life. You don't have to go to the sports arena to feel wonderful about yourself. You don't have to wait for financial wins in your work or a promotion or, you know, solving the problem that gets all the validation of everybody in the team, you know, at the team meeting going, oh, you know, kudos to you, like high fives, well done. They're like wonderful wins, but your greatest wins as a man will become truly like liberating your heart and soul to full feeling of authentic freedom in your relationship, and your queen having her fullest human experience of bringing her creative force into life, and your kids looking on at this. It's fucking sensation to live, but you need support. I really want to put that front and center. You need support. So my challenge to you, and yes, I am pointing towards the next intake of Heroic Husbands Men's Circles that's happening. You get on, the application calls are going to be happening for the next two and a half weeks. And that intake is going to start. It's going to happen and the first week in February. My direct challenge to you is to eliminate lone wolfing as an option. I will say this again and again. I want to have it in this culture here. It doesn't fucking work. As I say, the mission is to get 100,000 men into Heroic Husbands Men's Circles by the end of 2027. I personally, to tell you how real this is for me, because of the beautiful expanding success of Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, the Be the Husband She Brags About movement, my time, my schedule is shifting, because it's like it grew from one group to three groups. In this new intake, I'm expecting an additional group. We'll fill up the other three groups. There's still spaces in them, but there will be an additional group. My Tuesday morning, my own personal men's group that I've been loving being a part of. It's actually been a deeply, deeply fucking emotional experience. I've been shedding a lot of tears because those guys have supported me so profoundly. Actually, the most profound level of growth, inner growth and outer expansion over the last 2 years has happened as a result of those powerful, amazing men supporting me to get this far. I've had to make the decision, go, okay, the Tuesday morning, for multiple different reasons, I had to open up that space. I need to have it at a different day. So I'm shifting on from the men's group that has supported me personally over the last 2 years. Now, I eat this shit for breakfast. I'm constantly studying this. I'm, as you know, it's like, I think, was it 46 guests every year. So I'm constantly communicating, having beautiful, profound conversations firsthand with these amazing experts and guys from around the world. Reading up on this, I've like an insane amount of practice. I've like so many rituals integrated into my life. And yet, when I said it to my queen, it's like about 2 months ago, I was like, hey, I think I need to move on from my men's group. She was like, cool. She understood my reasoning. She was like, one thing, Mark, make sure, do not cut the group out without having a new alternative. It's like, don't do that. She actually said, don't do that to me. Because in the last 4 years, I've pretty much always had a men's group, but there was a period of time when, for whatever one reason, one group fell. I discontinued in one group, and for maybe, I forget the period of time, 4, 5, 6 months, I was languishing. I didn't have a group. She was like, Mark, in that period, you just weren't the same. You were not as present. You were becoming emotionally hard, psychologically. Yeah, it's just, you were harder to be around. It was like some, not all, but some of the old stuff was coming back. She's like, it just doesn't, it's not nice. So I'm saying that, guys, to say, you know, it's having a men's group exceptionally high performing men have a group, have a team behind you. It's like you, if you're feeling, oh, I'm doing my 10 out of 10 best, man, I acknowledge you for your 10 out of 10 best. I really do. This is not saying that you've been doing something wrong per se, because again, from a profoundly sick society that bombarded you with shit, like, I'll fucking do it on my own. A lot of people growing up weren't fucking trustworthy to lean in on for support. So it makes sense to lone wolf from that perspective. But, you know, how's that working out for you? Again, it doesn't work out. It really doesn't work out. If you don't have a team supporting you, if you don't have a brotherhood or men supporting you, reach the next level on the most important priorities in your married life, in your intimacy, in your communication, in your parenting, in your finances, in your health, in your leadership of the family, in your whatever the fuck it is. If you don't have the psychological, emotional, spiritual support there, you're not doing your best. You're nowhere near your best. Your intentions, 10 out of 10 to be at your best, man, you deserve acknowledgement and honoring for that. But it's not going to work out. And you're going to be on the same shit, different day struggle. Roundabout. And you deserve better than that. Your wife deserves better than that. She's a fucking queen. She deserves you to sharpen your sword on a weekly basis with a bunch of men, powerful men around the world supporting you. And the other part is, stop procrastinating. Stop going, oh, I leave it to the next intake. I genuinely, stop doing that. Because I have several guys that are in that, man, I just wish in some way, I like Heroic Husbands, men's circles, and I don't know, it's bullshit to even think it, but it's like, oh man, if it could have happened a year earlier, and these guys could have got in a year earlier, you know what I mean? Because why? They're transforming amazingly. It's like, they're fucking sensational, the work they've done, but their wives had been contemplating divorce for a long period of time. I was with Larry Hagner on the Dad Edge. Larry told me, he's like, when a wife files for divorce, she has already been mulling over, ruminating, thinking about divorcing for, on average, for 2 years or more. That's a lot of fucking mental momentum where she's closed off her heart, she's building a future where she's sovereign, she's independent, she's had enough. It's a, like, you can show up as a completely different man. What these women have said to the men is like, okay, you're doing this work now, finally. There's a deep resentment there. Like, finally, you've woke up. They're saying, do it for yourself. And like, these guys are happier, they're more confident, they're fucking amazing. Some of the queens come around for sure. But if you leave it that long, where she just has said, I've locked my heart to you and I fucked away the key, don't fucking leave it that long. Not a good fucking idea. I'm like, and this is from love, man. I like have a deep love for you. I mightn't have met you, might know your name yet. I have a deep love and a high, high regard. I actually, some of these guys, you know, that are experiencing, like, it's amazing how they're showing up, but man, you feel the intensity of their pain. I mean, they were walking around with a hood over their head, like blind men, like myself for years, man. It took me a long fucking period of time, to regain or to earn for the first time the full trust of my queen. Long fucking time, man. Long time. And it was like doing a lot of deep shadow work, emotional work, and getting incredible expert support along the way. Took me a long fucking time, man. I'm really glad this is where the fire in my belly, and I've taken extreme ownership to like a fucking uncommon level, so I can give feedback because I've earned the fucking right. I've been through the shitter with my queen, still am, still get ferocious feedback every single day from her, from my kids, two kids. So I give feedback because I've, you know, I earned the right to do so. I can see and smell fucking lack of integrity a mile away. But don't leave it. Stop leaving it like, oh, I don't have the time now. Man, make the fucking time. You got to make it a priority. Marriage transformation, the best time to do it. Like, it's like the old thing with the tree. Best time, plant a tree 20 years ago. Second best time, today. Marriage transformation. Best fucking time. I wish yourself and myself could go back 5 years and like start when it's a bit fresher, when it's a little less incalcitrant, stuck in, you know, the resentment both sides and the pain and the past and the time she did that and you did that and didn't do that and all of that past story that weighs so fucking heavy. Would be wonderful if we could all just go 5 years ago. Some of you wonderful men might need to go 20 years ago and go, oh, you know, let's go back then when it was a bit fresher. But we fucking can't. Today is the day. Not fucking next week when some other busy shit, some other project, some change in work, things will get busy. Your kids will ask to do some fucking new thing and you're like more of your time and resources and money and everything. It's like, not next week, not next month. Today is the time. Strike. It takes 10 seconds. Just click on the link in the podcast description, book your application call and create epic shit. I've been blessed with amazing men that have come in, regular guys willing to do irregularly deep inner work to show up with uncommon levels of extreme ownership in their thinking, their talking, their taking action. And there's a wave of beautiful testimonials that have come in. I'm just going to read out some of the ones. They're on the landing page for Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, but particularly focusing in on the support, because the golden thread has been, it's the brotherhood that is the most important thing. I'm fucking delighted with that. They're not like actually singing my praises much at all. They're not saying, oh, but Barks is sensational. Like, it's sensational. He's brilliant. It's like, no fucking way. It's the brotherhood. It's the other men. And I'm proud of myself because that means I'm doing a good fucking job leading it. I'm doing a great job setting the culture. And the guys are taking this culture. They're leading themselves. It's more amazing what's happening. I've said this to the guys. I'm so fucking proud of how they take to this work. The greatest advancements, the greatest breakthroughs are happening when the guys are on calls together. I come back, I take a quick look at the chat. There's a ton of messages happening in all the different groups, in the group chat and Telegram. It's like the amount of challenges. Like, hey man, just want to call you out on that. Like, I think you should try this. And like the dude goes, yeah man, fucking great idea. Like, blind spot, he tries it, success. It's astonishing. Andrew Grace from the USA had this to say. The men that I have met by being a part of this group is one of the main benefits. Strong men that can hold accountability and understanding to a high level. If you are looking to take your life to another level, you can't do it alone. It takes a team of brothers to help support and guide one another. Thank you for that, Andrew. Amazing. He's already been on the podcast as a marriage transforming hero. This is Mike. I've been lone wolfing for a decade, and the Heroic Husbands Men's Circles expand my universe, and I feel the power that I can create a legendary life. Don't go it alone, and have enough courage to open the door and look in. Your family does not want you to do this alone. Kings are born in the dojo with other kings. Thank you for that, Mike. Mike Katulka, husband and father of three. Ty Humphreys, husband and father of three as well. The brotherhood is the most valuable thing about the circle. It's like a life mastermind. I have a network I can call throughout the day or week to challenge and empower me to best practices. There's tons. You can look on the landing page for Heroic Husbands Men's Circles. There was more extensive parts of their testimony. But I wanted to just lock in with these guys that had the courage months ago to take a leap of faith and join. Now, they won't do without it. Because why? It's not me. It's the platform. It's the culture. It's powerful, badass men that are deeply committed to taking their marriage, their communication, their sex life, their parenting, their finances, their health, their inner world experience, their self-love. Take it to the next level. They're expanding in all levels. It's not just for marriage transformation. It's for mental health, finances, parenting, purpose, career change, energy, fitness, family, work, personal balance, fucking spirituality, time to self. You know, fucking recreating old pastimes, playful, being playful. It's just whole life transformation, married life transformation. It's self-leadership. Guys, it's with profound love. It's with profound love. I directly challenge you to cut lone wolfing out as being an acceptable standard in your life as a husband, as a man, as a father. In tandem with that, I challenge you to hack out procrastinating. Don't fucking wait a day more to strike on this essential fucking core foundation of your life experience. Your married life, if you're in the container of marriage and family, it's core. Don't wait. Stop procrastinating and hack lone wolfing out of your paradigm. Join me and join the rest of the other guys. Put yourself in it. Take 10 seconds now. Click the link. Apply. And man, everything else comes better after that. Everything else comes better after that. But don't wait another fucking week. Don't wait another month. Don't give your queen more time to ponder hopelessness, to ponder figuring out a future without you. She fucking deserves your best, your kingly best. You deserve your kingly best. You deserve to be looking in the mirror every single night before going to bed, going, I'm fucking proud of that man. That man is taking extreme ownership of everything in his reality, and he's earning the highest trust from his queen, the highest respect, the highest love. And she challenges me more and more every day, and I fucking love it, because I know turning towards the storm of life, marching towards the storm, that's the peace I want at the center of the storm. I don't want to be playing on the outskirts of the storm pretending that I'm having a marriage experience where I'm as scared of the wind as I go further towards it. Playing on the outskirts where, you know, you're having a bit of an emotional experience, but, you know, there's a lot of your mind thinking, man, I could be better off without her, but I'll remain here. I'm having a bit of experience. I don't have the balls to get divorced, but I'm having a bit of an experience and hoping and praying and crossing my fingers that she'll just fucking tolerate me for longer. No, the only space to liberate yourself, there's two points of relief from the storm. Get the fuck away from the storm where you don't feel any of the wind. That's called divorce, but you're still going to feel shit. March towards the storms. Have the bunch of brothers supporting you in the spiritual task of marching towards the storm of her challenge, of your life challenges, of your inner world challenges, and the joy and the bliss and the confidence and the courage and the pride and the fucking self-love and respect and acceptance and the liberation and the realization and the fucking the immensity of it all comes at the center of the storm. That's the second place to seek relief. You deserve that. Your queen deserves that. Your kids deserve that. The next 7 generation fucking needs that. Today's your day, man. Seize the moment. Click in the application now. In perfect alignment with the mantra of our movement. Better husbands today. Better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.